Good afternoon, and welcome to the Healing Codes question and answer time. We want to use this time for you to learn more about Trilogy, about the Healing Codes, about other processes and products from Dr. Alex Lloyd. My name is Kay Spooner. Today is March the 7th, 2019, and this is the afternoon Q&A call. So welcome. I'm glad you're here with us. This call is being recorded and will be available in the member section at Dr. Alex Lloyd. The name is changed on the website. DrAlexanderLloyd.com. There's lots of information there, and I'm learning to go through the new one, so patience with me as I refer to it. In fact, I think I'm going to bring it up so I can click over there if I need to refer to something. Hold on. All right. Thank you for your patience. Let me read our disclaimer as we begin today's call. Today's session of the Healing Codes or Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only. What you hear from me are my opinions. The Healing Codes are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The Healing Codes and other products of Dr. Alex Lloyd's services deals with issues of the heart, and it's on these spiritual issues that we'll focus our attention. Again, my name is Kay Spooner, and I have been a Healing Codes coach for, I'm in my 16th year. So I do have some history with Dr. Alex and his products and his work, and I'm glad to talk with you about it if you have some questions along that line. The reason for our call, or what we hope to accomplish in our call, is that we want to help you answer any basic questions you have that are keeping you from using the product, keeping you from receiving the benefit that you can receive. So we will try to do that the best way we can. And the best way for me to help you is for me to know what your questions are. So when it's time, we'll do a process together to begin our call. And then after that, when it's time for questions, I'll let you know how to be acknowledged for asking a question in this session. And then your questions will guide the call. You will be the ones who will decide what it is we're going to talk about, what kind of things we're going to help you with so you can get moving on forward in your healing. So that's the idea. Your questions are so important to this call that I just can't emphasize it enough. Okay. So let's do a trilogy process together. I hope that you have been aware of the trilogy process and have looked at it at DrAlexanderLloyd.com and have learned how to do the basic process. That's what we're going to do today is the basic process. I will guide you through. I'll give you some extra information, but not a lot. So if you haven't seen it, the training, or haven't seen the process in some way, then you may be a little lost. Just kind of muddle along with us, and then we'll have time for questions if you have some questions that we can answer about it. But I'd like for us to do a trilogy process all together. I encourage my clients to to have in mind what it is we want to try to heal, what it is we want to address while doing this process. So, and when I express it to them, I say, remember the prayer that we learn to start healing codes, and we have a blank in the prayer. So figure out what's going to go in that blank. What is it that we want to find and heal in order for our lives to be better, in order for us not to have the stress that we have right now about something in particular or something maybe even more general and bigger. So kind of get that in mind. I do the prayer kind of in pieces. I do a prayer that asks, at the beginning of the trilogy process, I ask that all the energy pathways would be open, that there wouldn't be any blockages or constrictions, that we'd be able to move energy around in our energy system freely and with love and light and life. So that's the first part. The middle part, where we do the healing codes portion, we'll pretty much do the standard healing codes prayer, and that's where we'll have a blank to put what kind of things we want to find and heal and replace with the love and light and life of God. And then that third portion, we'll talk about that river of energy that flows through us and through all those energy centers and into our hearts and souls and cells to be lived out and flow out of us as love and light and life. So that's kind of the way I approach this process. It is personal to me to do it that way. I have talked to Dr. Alex about it. He said he likes it, and he wanted to know if we could teach other coaches to do it that way, so that's good if that's what he wants to do. But that's kind of my approach to it. So if you will join me, we will start with the trilogy process. And that starts with a tapping. So get yourself comfortable. Think about what it is you want to change. What stress do you want to relieve today? What things bother you the most? Take a deep breath in and out and kind of take a inventory of, scan your body and see where there might be stress pockets, pressure, pain, tightness, awareness even of something you may not be for sure what it is. Okay, deep breath in and out. And let's begin by tapping. We're going to tap on the inner eyebrow, and we ask that all the energy pathways would be open. And outer eyebrow toward the temple. We're tapping lightly, 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 times under the eye. The upper lip. Lower lip, chin. Collarbone toward the midline. Sore spot or soft spot, down about 2 or 3 inches and out towards your underarm about 3 or 4 inches. There's a spot out there that just kind of is tender. Okay, center of the chest, thymus. Under the arm. Below the nipple. Now on the hand, the thumb, forefinger, middle finger, pinky, little finger, side of the hand, what we call the karate chop point. And now what we call 9G, on the back of your hand where the ring finger and little finger come together just about an inch up from the webbing of your fingers. And while you're while you continue tapping there, we're going to do an eye exercise. So eyes open, closed, open. Hold your head still and move your eyes down left, down right, up and over in a circular motion to down left, reverse up and over in a circular motion to down right. And then we're going to hum, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we're going to count out loud, 7, 8, 9, 10, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wherever you want to start and stop, and then we're going to hum again. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, that's the first portion. Now, the healing codes portion, the coding portion. And as we begin this, we're going to start with both hands bridge. And we're going to ask that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to this issue and whatever issue you put in the blank both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Now the next three positions are from Healing Codes 2. Use the palm of your hands, your left palm at the base of your skull, the back of your neck, your right palm on your forehead, right above your eyebrows. Switch those positions. Right hand at the base of the skull and your left hand on your forehead. Now, both hands on your lower belly. Put your left thumb on your belly button and let your hand fall on your lower belly, and then put your right thumb right on top of your left thumb and let your hand fall. Stack up on your lower belly. Okay, the third portion of the trilogy program. We start with those hands that you just had on your lower belly and move them down as low as you can get them on your the trunk of your body, the base of your base or root of your body. And we're going to move up the midline, and as we move up, we're going to touch the body. So we're giving some pressure, not pushing hard, not uncomfortable, just touching. And we're going to move right up the midline, and we're going to eventually end up over the top of the head and to the base of the skull and the back with both hands. And as we do this, we ask that this river of energy that flows through us would be abundant and powerful, would be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that that energy, that river of energy, would reach to our souls and our hearts and ourselves. So again, go back to the base again, second time up. I like to do this three times. It just feels good. Okay. If you feel, hit a place where you feel like you need to just let it rest there, do that. I just hit one at my heart position. Kind of felt like I was pushing a bubble. Okay. On up, forehead, crown, base of the skull. And let's just go one more time, hopefully without slowing down or stopping much. Okay, relax. I'd like you to take another deep breath in and out. Scan your body again. See if those stress places have changed at all. Just notice. Okay, so that's the trilogy process. Alex calls it 3 minutes. It takes me longer than that to do it. But anyway, so now we'll begin with questions and hopefully good answers to help you. To ask a question, if you came in with a keypad, either on the web or just by phone, press star 2, and that will raise a hand on my screen, and the little hand will come up with a number so I can keep track of who's in what order those questions, those hands were raised. Those of you who are on the web, you have a chat box in front of you, and I would appreciate it if you would type into the box any question or comment you might have, and I'll do my best to get over here and check every once in a while. It is a different screen for me than where I'm used to looking, so I will occasionally get over there and hopefully we can have a dialogue. You typing in a question or comment and me answering, and then you can resubmit whatever it is that you need clarification on or more information or another comment. So that's how we'll do it. Star 2 if you're on, got a keypad, and type it in the box if you don't. So, again, it is so important for you to ask the question that you came to ask today. Some of you who are beginning brand new with the Healing Codes have never been on one of these calls, or if you have, it's just been recently, and you're looking to learn lots of new things, but you've got some little question that's kind of in the way of your progress. Why do we do it this way? Or am I sure my hands are right? Or what should I be thinking about? Or you know why it is you came to this call today, so I'd appreciate knowing what that is so we can be sure to get your question answered before you go. Okay, I'm not seeing anything yet. I would appreciate chatty people today. Okay. One of the things I want to mention is that if you have not done it yet, it will benefit you, I believe, greatly to use the what we call the Relationship Issues Finder. And I'm going to go to DrAlexanderLloyd.com and see if I can find okay. That you go to Resources and then Diagnostic Tests. And on Diagnostic Tests, there are 3 listed, Heart Issues Finder, Success Issues Finder, and Relationship Issues Finder. The Relationship Issues Finder is the latest one to be developed. It comes back to you with more information. It comes back to you with a better understanding how the 12 categories intertwine and are involved in issues, and how we approach healing with those. So, Relationship Issues Finder is a wonderful way to mark your progress, to see what you might need to be working on, and to go back and take it again and see what kind of progress you've made and what might have changed and what focus you might need to change. So I appreciate the use of that, and I want to encourage you to use it. I would like to encourage you, too, to use a coach if you need one. The trilogy process, the basic process, is very powerful, and we've heard lots and lots of good things about its use and people's benefit in people's lives. Sometimes we need an objective third party or second party even to help us find the thing that we're stumbling over and really can't see it because we're kind of in the dark. So maybe we're too close to it, can't see it. Maybe we've got our eyes closed and can't see it. Maybe it's just part of our landscape, and we're so used to it we don't know it's an issue. So for all those things, coaches are really helpful and useful, and I would encourage you to find a coach. And that's under resources also at dralexanderlloyd.com. And it helps you find a coach. There's a listing of coaches, and it talks about 4 sessions for the first 4 sessions for $200. And that's the healing code's price for that. And after that, your coach and you make your own arrangements of how it is you're going to pay, how and when and how much you're going to pay. So that's available. Coaches are very valuable. A lot of times we get stuck, and we get stuck because our systems, our un- and subconscious minds, are their main job is to keep us safe. And so they've made a lot of rules. They've made a lot of connections of things that are dangerous, and a lot of red flags. They use a lot of red flags. And so when our un- and subconscious mind throws up a red flag, then it causes us to have stress. It causes us to stop, not be able to go forward with whatever it is we were thinking about doing, whether it was meeting someone new or learning something new or putting ourselves forward for a promotion or a new opportunity, repairing a relationship, all kinds of things. Our subconscious mind wave these flags because this is dangerous. We've been hurt here before. So there is a resistance in our subconscious to healing these things because, after all, they've kept us safe all this time. We haven't gotten killed because we've paid attention to these red flags. So we get stuck sometimes because of that, because of the resistance. And a coach can help you learn how to deal with the resistance and to help you get maybe a different perspective on the issues so that you can use your un- and subconscious mind to help you rather than to thwart you in what you want to accomplish. So that's another important thing that coaching can do. I really would love to see a hand up, folks. I know you came on purpose for a reason, and I would really like to know what it is, because I really don't want you to leave without it being answered, taken care of. That's why I'm here, and I really would like for that to be true. All right, thank you so much. In Saskatchewan, thank you for being with us, and what's your question?
Thank you. Yes, I'm on the call enjoying it, and I got a little sidetracked with things happening beyond my control, but I'm getting back into doing. Are you, every time you're on, are you going to do a process with us? Because that was wonderful.
I do, personally. There are 5 of us coaches who rotate through this Thursday afternoon and Thursday evening Q&A call.
Yes.
So some of us do that and some of us don't.
Uh-huh.
And it's really up to us how we run the call. So it is my habit and plan to do a process with us, at least one, as we begin the call. And sometimes we get a second one in at the end of the call if we're, you know, if we've run out of questions and we still got quite a bit of time. I don't want to discourage people from having questions or asking them and using our time that way. I that's important. But sometimes we do another one at the end. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
I'll get back in the swing of things.
Okay. So you say you're back in the swing of things. Does that mean you've been using the healing codes for some time before?
I've been using the healing codes for years. I got the healing codes back in the early 2000s. I'd have to look at my bill. But, I got them. But you know what I also find helpful at the same time is the words, the God I Am words. The second set, I really use them a lot. And I feel good, which I thought was LT4 because I learned LT3 long ago and then LT4 was added on. But now I've discovered that's the master key. So I don't know how I got muddled up with that. But I do find those words good, too, as well. So I think it's just been a jumble up because I've been house-sitting for a friend while she's working and her house is under renovations, and it's been interesting. So things happening with the house that I've been busy with. So the interruptions, things are coming to an end. At least she's getting things done properly and well. So it's coming to an end for me to get back to be able to concentrate on me without the interruptions, because there's been several, well, many unexpected ones. So that needed to be seen too. Now I can get back into stability.
Well, good. We're glad you're back. Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad it was helpful to you at some point so that you wanted to come back.
It has been. I've been dabbling in it.
Excuse me. Have you gone through the trilogy training? Have you looked at that?
Yes,
good.
I have that,
good.
Yes. Doing it periodically all along, but it's just been things happening that kind of needed to be taken care of. So as things are less and less things happening, more and more good things are being done with the house that I can concentrate on it more.
Sure. Okay. Well, very good. Very good.
Thank you. Pardon?
I'm sorry. Did you find the addition of the trilogy, the minute before and the minute after, did you find that really helpful? What has been your experience with that?
How can I say? It's just been more complete. Maybe that's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say the words I want, but yes, the whole thing is wonderful.
Okay. Well, one of the ways that I described it too. Clients and on this call, and then I talked to Alex about it, and he kind of liked the idea. I said, I have some longtime clients who are a little resistant to just add something that they didn't understand why they were adding it. They didn't. They thought, the healing codes had been wonderful, and they didn't see any reason to put something in front of it behind it. But I kind of talked to him about I'm from a farm country. I live in the central U.S. in Kansas, so there's a lot of farming around me.
I'm from a farm, too.
Yeah. So I described it like the first minute was preparing the soil. You get in there and you break up the soil, and, to use the implements, you plow it and then you disc it, and in some cases you use a little thing we call a harrow, which is has six inch long tines that go through and break up the pieces even smaller. So
you had that at home, yeah.
Yeah. So that the soil is loose and you're able to get into it. So that's kind of what the first minute kind of pictures to me. And then that second minute, the healing codes part, is pulling out the weeds, right? Removing those things that are negative, and putting in the seed that we want to grow, the love and light and life of God, all the positive characteristics, all those category things. So we're
okay.
doing that in the second minute, and then that third minute to me feels like we're watering it in. You know,
yeah.
when you plant something, you always say, "Now water it in." So that
mm-hmm.
that nourishes it. It pushes out the air so that there's connection between the soil and the seed. In the agricultural idea, in this case, I talk about this river of energy flowing through these distribution centers, these energy centers, and flowing out to all the cells, and also to my heart and my soul, my heart where my spirit lives, and my soul, mm-hmm. which is my life in this world. So that's the way I described it to my clients, and Dr. Alex said, "Boy, that's really good. I like that." So it helped them to think about it a different way besides just, well, we want to add something that sounds kind of fun or that somebody else has had some, you know, we want to put somebody else's piece on the front and somebody else's piece on the back. That's not what Alex did. He tested a long, long time to make sure that he had the pieces that needed to go together and had them in the right order and, you know, for the very best outcome. And so for people to accept that and use it, I think is really helpful to all of us. So I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Thank you. I grew up on a farm, and I'm actually living in rural areas, which a lot of people can't figure me out because I was a registered nurse for years, but in the early 1980s, I got into natural therapies and energy medicine. And some of this figuring out how to reach the people because it's way over their heads from what they're understanding.
Yes.
So that is an excellent way to help me speak to them. Thank you. That's a gem.
Well, good. Well, good. I'm glad that I could share that. Thank you. I hope that'll
You're
be really
welcome.
Helpful to you.
Yes. That
All
is
right.
good. That's that. I think that's why I'm on the call.
Excellent. I'm glad. Sometimes we don't know, do we, until it's over with why we were there. So that's
No, but
that's
I knew I was to be on the call. that's marvelous. Thank you. Well, keep up your good work, and thank you again. I appreciate the session today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be well.
Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll need another hand up for someone else that wants to comment on what they heard there or has a different question or that's brought up a question. I would like to speak to your experience and your issue if we can. I will not generate a custom code for us today, but I would like to answer any questions that you have. So we do have some other folks on the line, and I would be glad to hear from you. People on the webcast are not submitting anything either. Okay. So there is a new process coming out called memory engineering. Oh, did that wrong. Excuse me just a moment. I wanted to look on Dr. Alex's website and see if I can find anything about memory engineering. I don't see it yet. It is in the All Access program. I'm sure it is there. So those of you who have Dr. Alex's All Access program on the website, you'll be able to get to the memory engineering information. It does not use codes necessarily. Of course, you know, those of us who have the codes and the processes can use them on whatever we want. And when something is pointed out in this memory engineering process that we need some healing on, we can certainly use codes to do that. But the memory engineering process is a process of bringing up a memory or a situation or a an event that, well, I'll give you an illustration of how I've used it myself. Well, let's talk to this person who wants to talk. Okay, in Florida. Hi there.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
My name's April, and I had asked a question some time back, and it was about you know, like if you did a code remote, doing codes remotely, and they answered that, and, you know, thoroughly. I thought they gave me a thorough answer, and I have another question, it might be kind of related to that, and it's just something that I was reading about the feeling field. It was something that I read on a website that's kind of a friends with y'all, and it was the Heart Math Institute. And the reason I'm asking is because I recently, like all day yesterday, you know, I felt great, and then last night it was just, you know, very dramatic, and I thought, is it me, or could it be something in the feeling field? And if, you know, if there is something in the feeling field, and so you don't know specifically, you know, will it help to do the energy medicine? That's just kind of a general question, if you want to give any insight on that. And thank you so much.
Sure. You stay on, and we'll follow up if you need to. Let me just talk to what this energy psychology, quote unquote, these energy processes do, especially the healing codes. And if you read the healing code book, you read in there, I hope, in the background information, about Dr. Alex testing with the heart rate variability test. And that test was his confirmation that this process was actually doing something physiologically in the body. And that test measures stress in the autonomic nervous system. Now, I don't know enough about it to teach you about the autonomic nervous system, but I know that's the one that does the automatic stuff, keeps our heart rate, our breathing, our body temperature, our, you know, lymph flow, our muscle tension, our eyes focused, you know, all that stuff that we don't have to think about to accomplish, that our bodies just do. So there is a way to measure stress in that system, and that doctors have been using this test for a long, long time to predict how likely healing is or recovery from things like heart attacks or extremely traumatic injury. Because the greater the heart rate variability, the greater the change in the timing of the heart rate in between beats over a span of time, the greater that variability, the more likely the subject is to recover, the stronger their autonomic nervous system is. So I said all that to say, when Dr. Alex was coming up with the healing codes, when he was testing to see what was going on with the healing codes at the very beginning, back in 2001 and 2, the only thing they did was he would have the subject take the heart rate variability test, and then he would give them a code to use for about 20 minutes or so, and then they would take the heart rate variability test again. They didn't do any memory finding. They didn't do any positive statements. They didn't do any prayer, any of the rest of that stuff. None of that stuff was involved. It was only test, do a code, test. Now, the codes, I think, were custom codes for each person. I don't think Dr. Alex had landed on the universal code yet, so I think there were custom codes for each person. But anyway, those tests were so positive, showed so much positive improvement in the balance of the autonomic nervous system that the people who made the machines that run those tests could not believe it. They had never seen anything work anywhere close to what Dr. Alex's process did in less than 6 months' time, and specifically not in 20 minutes. So they were amazed at it. So I'm saying all this to say to you that using the Healing Codes process, or now the Trilogy process, brings what it does physiologically is bring your autonomic nervous system more into balance. And when it does that, then your immune system, both your emotional immune system, if you can think of an immune system being, there's an emotional one, and your physiological immune system, are given extra energy that they would otherwise be using to deal with this imbalance in the autonomic nervous system. They use that energy then to deal with whatever's going on out there around them, either the emotional situation, the stresses of life, the stresses of disease or challenge from viruses or whatever kind of things might be in the environment, all that stuff. Your body, your heart and spirit and soul and cells have extra energy to deal with all that stuff. So yeah, so my answer to you, I think, if I can get back to your question, which is, do these things help when there's just something feels wrong and you're not sure what it is, and but you've got this feeling that you need to come back into some kind of balance and some kind of safe feeling, do these things help? Yes, they do, for that, I hope, for that reason. Have I come close to answering your question?
Sorry, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm sorry, I covered my mic. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. And also about the I don't know the it's called the feeling field. So if there's something going on kind of out there and maybe it's not you. I mean, maybe it is you, but you don't know, and it could be somebody else, and you're just picking up on their distress or whatever. If you, I know the prayer, they say the prayer for sure, but like if you do the energy medicine, will that help?
Help the other person?
Yeah.
Certainly can. And they won't even know it.
Yeah.
We had lead coaches back some time ago one of her favorite things to do, they did a lot of flying, on a commercial airline. And one of her favorite things to do was if there were children on the plane who were upset, she would focus on that child just from where she was sitting. She didn't, get up and invade their space or, anything. Just from where she was sitting, she would focus on that child and try to bring that child to peace.
With
her prayer and her using these processes. So, and she would say that's just the most fun because it's so good for everybody. It was good for the child, and it was good for everybody on the plane.
Oh my goodness, that's awesome.
So, yeah. So, you can. I hate to take that as our power, as my power. It's not my power, but there are processes that I believe that God has put into place that we don't know anything about. When we learn a little bit of something about them, then we get to use them, right?
Yeah.
So, and then it's fun, and then we can do good stuff that is intended to be done, but we just didn't know anything about it before. So that's kind of my understanding about that. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah, that really hit the spot. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for putting the spot up there for us to hit. That was helpful.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I'm checking online again to see if there's any submittal. No? Okay. So if someone else has a question or comment or something you'd like to share in your experience, we'd be glad to hear that. I was talking a little bit about memory engineering, and it'll be something you'll want to learn about because I was working through it myself the other day. We coaches were having Dr. Alex was giving us a training session about it, and so it was incumbent upon us to work through it on our own before we came to the training session. So we'd have, you know, some kind of basis for question and comment and stuff. And it happened to be the day that was 21 years since my husband had died in a car accident. And so there were some grief issues that were pressing on my heart, and I decided to go ahead and use that experience, which I didn't really think I had a whole lot of unresolved lies left in that picture, you know, things that we understand that it's not the experience that we have, it's the lies we make up and tell ourselves about the experience that cause us problems. So I didn't really think I had any after all this time, but decided to use that experience anyway. And in the process of going through his memory engineering process, and I'm not going to try to teach it to you here, but would encourage you to get it at Dr. Alex's All Access site, that I learned that I have still not cleared up. Well, let me see, maybe I have now. But there were some lies involved that I had not recognized as being lies. I thought they were just bringing out definitions of myself that were true, you know, that were always true and that should have been true. And I didn't recognize them as being lies. Like, you know, I should be able to deal with this kind of situation without making mistakes, without causing anybody else any angst or being a problem for anyone. You know, a whole lot of things that I held up as my truth about who I was. And those things I realize now are lies. I'm the same kind of person as everybody else is. I should be able, you know, I have latitude to make mistakes, and it's okay for me to ask people for help. And several things that I didn't realize I'd been living out as lies from, not just from that time, but emphasized and put under microscope at that time, made bigger, right, in my life. So the memory engineering, I think, is going to be really valuable to us, especially some of us who are up against things that just haven't moved for us. You know, we've been doing this work for some time, and there's just been a resistance to things changing. I think the memory engineering is going to be really valuable, but it is something that you have to do just like it's described, and you can't skip steps, and you can't do it in a different order. It has to be done like it's described. So, but I think it's going to be really valuable. There will be a book published about it which should come out in the fall. So I'm excited for that to happen and see how our folks that have been aware of Dr. Alex and his work and have been, you know, through Healing Codes and Trilogy and a bunch of these other things, even LT3 and some other stuff, can benefit even from this process. So anyway, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that while we have an opportunity. Okay, so I'm giving you one more chance to raise your hands, and if you do, fine, that's good. I'd love to hear from you. If you do not, I will go through another trilogy with you before we close. Okay, so think of what you want to change, what it is that needs to move, that you want to feel better or be better or be less painful, maybe, or a relationship that you want to enhance in some way or remove barriers to. Whatever it is, you get that in mind. And we'll just begin by starting with the first minute of Trilogy, where we start tapping, and we're asking that the energy, all the energy pathways be open without constriction. We're tapping the inside of the eyebrow, now the outside by the temple and under the eye. We want these pathways to be open, upper lip, lower lip, chin, collarbone, sore spot, thymus, under the arm, under the nipple, thumb, forefinger, middle finger, pinky, karate point, nine G with the eye exercise, open, closed, open, down left, down right, up and over to down left, back up and over to down right, hum, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hum, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, now we're going to do the coding session, so we're asking that images, beliefs, and cellular memories related to this issue be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love, light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands Adam's apple. Both hands jaws. Both hands temples. Healing Codes 2, left palm at the base of the skull, right palm at the forehead. Switch those, left palm at the forehead, right palm at the base of the skull. Both hands on the lower belly. Thumbs at your belly button. Okay. Okay, now the third portion, we're going to move the hands as low as we can on the torso and move up the midline with touching the body. And we're going to ask that this river of energy be abundant and powerful and filled with the love and light and life of God, that it would flow through these energy centers and be distributed to our heart and soul and cells. Okay, up over the forehead, crown, base of the skull. Second time, start at the base, and this time, if you notice a place that needs a little extra attention, it feels like there's a bubble there or something, just needs to be, you just need to wait a second. Do that. And move right on up the middle, midline of the body to the throat, forehead, crown, base of the skull. Hold it a moment. Okay, one last time. Just go right on from the base all the way up and over. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for joining me. Anybody have a comment or question after that exercise? Raise your hand with a star two. Okay, in Saskatchewan, hi.
Hi, it's Sandy again. Please refresh my memory so I can do this whole session for someone else?
Just like we can healing codes.
Okay.
And great. Just like you would pray.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you need their permission or does the energy know whether or not to go to that person?
The person will either receive it or not based on their hearts. So,
yes, that's what I thought.
You know, it's always nice to ask people if you can do it for them. You know, that's mm-hmm. a loving thing to do. But if you're not close enough to do that or if there's, you know, if that's not appropriate right then, it's. Okay. I always consider it just like prayer. If I'm going to do it for somebody, unless I know that they do not want me to do it. You know,
okay.
I mean, there are some people who have aversions to these kinds of things, and
they will
let you know. I don't want you doing any of that hocus pocus stuff on me for me.
Okay.
You know, just like there are some people who will say, "Don't pray for me." You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't go for that. So, you know, if that's true, then I don't do it for them. I continue to probably pray for them and ask God to chase them down, but. But I won't do it for somebody that doesn't want it done for them.
Okay.
I
have
know
two.
That that's true.
Good. I have two that will definitely say, oh, yes, please. But there's a third person I'm not sure about. So, okay, we'll see how that goes. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Kay.
Thank
this
you.
This has been great. Have a good day.
Thank you, and you too. I'm going to open the lines now, and everybody can say goodbye. And thank you all for being here. I appreciate it. And... this is recorded, and you get to it if you want to. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We appreciate your help. Thank you. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.